It's time now for Radio America, featuring the best in retro radio. Those great old shows you love. Broadcast from south of the Mason-Dixon line. From the heart of Charlotte, North Carolina, it's Radio America. From the days of good, clean fun on the radio. So sit back, relax, and prepare to have a great time right here with us on Radio America.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Richard with Smart Media Learning University. Right now, we are offering you the opportunity to be able to take the fastest, easiest way to learn skills that will give you the edge with social media, computers, the internet, and digital services, and much more. For a limited time, we are offering you to be able to go ahead and download software that will give you the tutorials, free tutorials, and also the world's best free software included. So please go visit, for right now, internetcoachpro.com, or give me a call at 1-800-706-0162. Take your computer skills to the next level, and with no stress and no aggravation, and you'll be amazed at what you'll be able to learn in a short period of time. Take care, and we'll talk to you soon.
Coffee for a while, Luke, and the root beer.
Top bottles I sold for candlesticks the other day when you was in here.
Oh, I remember.
Yes, sure. Now, sir, that lady that bought them was in here again today, and she showed me them there candlesticks, and I enjoyed it. It was right nice.
Really?
Yes. Now, sir, that there gave me the idea I could sell all them bottles for the same thing. I got dozens of them back there. Going to paint them all up and have a extra special clearance closing out bargain sale of candlesticks. See, sir?
Well, let's see one you have painted.
No, sir. No, sir. Not till they're all done and ready for the sale. Say, in about 10 days or so. I got a lot of them to paint, and then I gotta let them dry for a bit. My dad ratted, I bet them candlesticks will just sell like hotcakes, that's what.
Well, I hope they do.
Well, so do I. Let us know when the sale goes on, will you, Uncle Luke?
Won't have to, man. I won't have to. You know, you'll probably be hearing about it from everybody. Probably getting the papers, too.
Uncle.
Yeah?
Can I ask you a question about those elephants?
What's that?
Can I ask you a question about those elephants you told us about?
Oh, those elephants. Why, sure you can, Tina. Fact is, I was wondering what you was thinking so deep about. What is it you want to know?
Well, Uncle is.
Yes?
When you sawed the tusks off those elephants, I mean the bulls, the first time, that let them loose from the ground, didn't it? Who held them then, Uncle Luke?
Him? Who? Why, shucks, Jenny. I guess you better talk some more about them bottles. I'll tell you about that later, Jenny. Now, what I'm going to do with this here, with these here, with the sale is this. I'm going to, after I get them painted, I'm going to take them there, then their elephant, then their pop bottles, and put them all up on the shelf and bring them over. Give Jimmy here any wrong information about Africa. How about it? Say, I'll tell you what I'd like. I'd like to hear you play something on the old melodeon. That's when I can think good when the melodeon is going.
All right.
You got something you can play on that?
I can
hear that. There you go.
Right, nice. Well, are you ready to go ahead now? You've got your plot all worked out.
Oh, now, Dad, there ain't no plot at all to this here story. Why, shucks. You folks would have a buddy think I was just making this up.
Oh, no, we don't, Uncle
Rosanna. Well, all right, then. All right.
Because I find a just like a rose, so sweet from head to toe, that little boy of mine. The arms that hold me tight, the eyes that shine so bright, the lips that kiss goodnight, that little boy of mine.
Heaven shining through. Why, there's nothing on earth I wouldn't do for that little boy of mine.
He's all the world to me. He climbs up on my knees. To me, he's always been that little boy of mine.
Not with baseballs, anyhow. Girls play with dolls and jacks and things like that.
Well, the boy said I could be first baseman on their baseball team if I'd furnish the ball, so Ma gave me the money to buy one.
Baseball, eh? You reckon you could hold it once they tossed it to you?
Oh, I'm a good ball player, Uncle.
You are, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's your springtime, all right, when they get out the bats and balls. George, if I ain't mistaken, that springtime sort of snuck up on me. I'll see. If I can find any baseballs. Baseballs. Here's mothballs. Codfish balls. Don't seem to have no baseballs, though. Let's see. Tapioca. Tapioca. You reckon that'd do, Tim?
No, it's got to be a baseball.
I'd let that go at a bargain, Penny.
No, I want a baseball, Uncle Lou.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Penny. Cowbell. I'll make this cut in two. I reckon I'm smack out of baseball, Penny.
Oh, I just knew you'd be. Now I won't be able to play on the team.
Oh, there now, Penny. Don't carry on now.
I want a baseball.
Now, here now. You sit up here. I'll tell you a story.
I want a baseball. I don't want a story.
Sit still now, and I'll tell you a nice story. Did I ever tell you about the time when I used to play baseball?
Oh, were you a ball player, Uncle?
Why, them scouts used to come down here every year, wanting me to join up with the big leaguers. But I never do it. I argued it wasn't fair to the local team.
Tell me about it, will you?
Well, now, come think about it, I'll tell you what we'll do. Let's ask Marion and Jim to sing us a song whilst I get my facts straight, and then I'll tell you the story.
All right. Will you sing a song, Marion and Jim?
What would you like to hear, Jim?
I like that one about the horses. I like that one.
Oh, yes. The king's horses, eh?
Yes.
Well, sing us that one, Marion and Jim, and I'll help you out a little bit.
On the lonely street, you hear the sound. And there's no song, but not the street in all the world. Morning on the lake, they come along, but that's the gate.
About baseball in days when it was a man's game. Not something for a little girl, for a little girls like you to play.
Oh, did you have fights?
Fights? Sure, we had fights every inning. Well, the game I'm talking about was the deciding game for the county pennant. I was pitching.
Were you a good pitcher, Uncle?
Oh, sure, when I threw that ball, I never did see it. In fact, nobody saw it up until the ninth inning. The score was 18 to 20 in our favor.
So you won, huh?
I'm coming to that. Well, sir, the visitors came up to bat in the ninth inning, and the first man up popped a little fly to Ed Tansucker. He was playing short, off the short.
I'm a good shortstop, too, Uncle.
Now, you keep still, or I won't finish my story, Teeny.
All right, I'll be quiet.
And as I said, the first man up, he knocked a little pop fly to Ed Tansucker. But what did Ed do but drop the ball? Yes, sir. Knocked it. Look at the whistle. Well, by the time he touched up and kicked batter, the batter had got all the way to second base. Now, sir, the next man up got three balls and two strikes, and then what happened but the umpire gave a bad decision and walked him. Yes, sir. I could have done plenty about that, but I didn't say a word. I just kept my tongue still. Well, that gave a man on the first
and
third.
And nobody was out, huh?
Nobody was out. Well, I'd pitched a long game, and I don't know just what happened. But just as I was about to pitch to the next feller, why, Pete Pennywhacker yelled something to me. Well, I figured that the man on first was stealing, and I sort of jerked back. But I'd already started to pitch, so rather than be called for a balk, I let her go. And, of course, the batter hit it. Well, sir, he knocked a home run. Clear over the sources cornfield, he knocked it.
And so you lost the game, did you?
Now, I didn't say anything about losing. As I said, this was in the days when baseball was a man's game.
Well, and what did you do, Uncle Earth?
Well, sir, I had to act fast. All I did was to yank my pistol out of my belt. We all carried pistols in them days. And I shot the runner on third base.
Oh, you shot him?
Yeah. Now, the rule says a runner on base can't pass another runner ahead of him, so the man I shot dropped in his tracks, and, of course, the other two couldn't pass him. So that ended the game, and we won 18-20.
Gee, that certainly must have been an exciting game, Uncle.
Well, that ain't nothing compared to the time when we was playing. But what's that, Marion?
I think it's almost supper time, Uncle Luke.
Oh, so it is. Well, you sing us one more song, and we'll all go eat supper.
Oh, how are you?
Hey, everyone. My name is Richard. Welcome to the call today. Listen, folks, Talk Fusion is going crazy. Listen, they just released what's called instant pay. Everyone's getting paid instantly. That means when someone signs up, you instantly get paid within 2 or 3 minutes after the card goes through. Listen, you don't want to miss it. If you're looking to go ahead and finally make some money with your internet business, or you're looking to find a way to go ahead and grow your business, sit back, relax, and enjoy the call. Or go ahead and also visit our website at www.myprofitbuilder.org or give me a call at 704-269-8183. You'd be glad you did.
It's time now for Radio America, featuring the best in retro radio. Those great old shows you love. Broadcast from south of the Mason-Dixon line. From the heart of Charlotte, North Carolina, it's Radio America. From the days of good, clean fun on the radio. So sit back, relax, and prepare to have a great time. Right here, with us, on Radio America.